Torah tells us in this week's parsha, "Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe leimor, daber al bnei Yisrael v'ichu li truma. Me'esh kol isha she'idvenu libo, tikhu es trumasi." So Klal Yisrael is asked to give truma, to give donations for the binyan hamishkan. V'ichu li truma. And the Torah tells us, what did they give? Zos ha-truma shetichu meitom zohav ha-chesef u-nechoshus. Chelus v'agoman, etc., etc. So it's interesting that there are various makoros in Chazal and in other Sfarim that seem to link the pasuk of Truma with Kabbalah HaTorah. First, if you look in the Medrash Rabbah on page 5, it says, V'ikuli Truma, Hadahu Dixiv, Ki Lekach Tov Nosati Lochem, Tarasu Al Tazovu. That V'ikuli Truma, so the Medrash equates that with the Lekicha of Lekach Tov. That the Torah is something that is a lekach, it's a transaction, that you buy the Torah. And then the Medrash says that this is the best deal. Usually you buy something, so if you buy gold, it's not silver. If you buy silver, it's not gold. But anything you buy is not everything. Right? You buy cheese, it's not meat. If you buy meat, it's not shish kebab, you know, whatever it is. You know, yesh lecha adam shel kech mekach, yesh bo zav, ein bo kesef. Yesh bo kesef, ein bo zav. Ala mekach shana nasati lechem, yesh bo kesef. Shana mimrash Hashem, im moros tahoros, kesef tzorof, yesh bo zav, and nechmodim bizav vipaz. It has everything. Yesh adam lokech sodos, ava lo kromim, kromim lo sodos, mekaze, yesh bo sodos, yesh bo... Torah is everything. Torah is everything. But the question that's raised is why, you know, what's the connection between the godless of Torah and V'ikuli Truma? And if you look in the Shalah HaKadosh, he also makes a comment on page 15. Shalah HaKadosh says, V'ikuli Truma Osios Torah Mem. The Truma is Torah Mem, Shatora, Kiatora Nitno, B'mem Yom. In other words, the Torah was given in 40 days, so Truma is Torah Mem. So again, it's a nice remez, but what's the connection with the Torah, with and the Truma? And if you look in the Tana Debe Eliyahu on page 14, he also makes a connection. The Tana Debe Eliyahu, it says, V'kevin shekibul Yisrael ol malchus shamayim b'simcha. Once Klal Yisrael u'makabel ol malchus shamayim, and he said, Kol asher diber Hashem nase v'nishma. Mi'an amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe shomo Yisrael shayasu lo mishkan. Soon as Klal Yisrael said, Nasev Nishma, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vasuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socham. So again, Nasev Nishma is the Kabbalah HaTorah. So as soon as they were ready to be Mekabel the Torah, right away, then Hashem says, Vasuli Mikdash. So again, there seemed to be another connection between the Kabbalah HaTorah and the Mishkan. Oh. And then, let's take a look at the Chasam Sofer, which I saw on page 17. He says an unbelievable remez in the pasuk Zohav HaChesef U'Nechoshes. And also, it's a remez, but we have to understand the deep, what's behind the remez. So the Chasam Sofer says, Zohav HaChesef U'Nechoshes, Yesh l'ramez b'zeh yimei kriyas ha-Torah. that Zav v'Chesed v'Nechoshes represent all the different days of the year that we read the Torah. How so? Zav is Zayin Hei Beis. So Zayin is 7, that's the 7th day, that's Shabbos. Hey is Thursday, Beis is Tuesday, is Monday. Kesef is Chof Samech Pesophis. So Chof is Kippur, Yom Kippurim. Samech is Sukkos, and Pei is Purim. And Pesach. Nechoshes, Nun is Neros, that's Chanukah. Ches is Rosh Chodesh, which includes Rosh Hashanah, which is also Rosh Chodesh. Shin is Shavuos. Shin can be Shmini Atzeres. And Shin Tov is Simchas Torah and Tov Tainis. So everything is included here, says the Chasam Sofer. Okay, so it's a nice remez. But what's the depth behind this remez? So perhaps one could explain everything based on the Ramban, the famous Ramban, in this week's Parsha. Ramban on page 9 discusses what was the Mishkan all about. So he says the Ramban in the second arrow, Ne'ikar ha'chefetz b'mishkan hu mokam menuchas ha'shchina shuhu aron. That the ikar of the Mishkan is the mokam where the Shechina rests on top of the aron. And the Shechina rests on top of the aron. So the aron is the major component of the Mishkan. And the Aron, of course, is what contained what? The Luchos, which is the Torah. So says the Ramban, next page on page 10, he said, Sora Mishkan hu shehakovod asher shikein al har Sinai shochen alav benistar. That whatever hashras hashchina happened on Har Sinai, which was more benigla, at least in a more seser dika environment, it's going to be shochein on the Mishkan. Meaning, the way we'll see Rabbi Ganak in the Sefer explains, that the Hashras Hashchina of the Mishkan is a continuation of the Hashras Hashchina of Matan Torah. And it makes sense that it was on top of the Aron. And the Aron was the Luchos. And the Luchos was what was given on Har Sinai. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want the Matan Torah just be a one-time event. But it should be continuing through the Mishkan. And Rabbi Ganak in his Sefer Gan Shoshanim discusses this. And he says, he furthers the idea in the following on page 12, first arrow. V'tzarch lohavin kevin shadovah ikori b'maymen har nesina satora. But how really is the Mishkan and the Mikdash a continuation of maymen har sina? L'chara, the main point of maymen har sina was Kabbalah satora. So you could say, you know, the fact that there was the Aron. But he wants to say more. That we know, if you take a look in Rashi and Chumash, on page 3, of on Eilah HaMishpatim, says Rashi, Lama nismecha parshas dinim leparshas mizbeach? There was Eilah Mishpatim talks about all the dinim, and the dinim were nikba in the Sanhedrin. So why is the Sanhedrin Mishpatim, the beginning of Mishpatim, right by the end of Yisro, and the end of Yisro talks about the Mizbeach? So says Rashi, Lomer lecha shetasim Sanhedrin Eitzel Hamikdash or Eitzel Hamizbeach, that the Sanhedrin was in the Mikdash. So the Mizbeach represented the Mikdash. That's the end pasuk in Parshas Yisro. And Mishpatim represents the laws of the Sanhedrin. And the point being, so why does the Torah put the Mishpatim next to the Mizbeach? Because the Torah wanted that what? That the Sanhedrin should be housed in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Lishkas HaGozes. In other words, Sanhedrin could have theoretically been any place. Why did it have to be in the Beis HaMikdash, where it says primarily a full place for Karbanos? Why do they have to have their room over there? Well, they have a separate place, someplace else. So the answer that Rabbi Ganak writes in the Gan Shoshanim, based on the Ramban, is that the Ramban is saying that the Shechina of the Mishkan is a continuation of the Shechina of Maimon Har Sinai, so then it works out very well that what? That the Beis HaMikdash has to have a Mokom where there's the Nesinas HaTorah, similar to what Maimon Har Sinai was. So where's the Nesinas HaTorah? So Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah, that's the Sanhedrin, paskening the Shilas, and giving the Torah psak on various issues. Asher Nira, second arrow. Lomar, the Madam Inan Shayim Bezden Hagodo, Belishkas Hagos, Shemimikdush, who would say she is Kayim Inan Zesh, or Matan Torah Lodoris. So Bezden Hagodim Shalayim, in Iker Torah Shabalpe, Beim Omur Hara, Umehem Chok, Mishpat Yotze in Chol Yisrael, like the Rambam writes. And therefore, the fact that they're there represents the continuation of Maimon Har Sinai. And then he writes, Shamati from the Rav Soloveitchik, that the din of Yeshiva's Bezdin in the Lishkas HaGozes is not only a din that the Bezdin needs to be in the Mikdash, but the Mikdash needs the Bezdin. And where do we see, because as he's saying before, it's not a full Mikdash if it doesn't have the Bezdin, because the purpose of the Mikdash and the Mishkan is to continue the Hashras HaShchina of Maimon Har Sinai, and therefore it must contain a component of Nesinas HaTorah. And therefore he quotes the Mishnah Sota on Memches, that when the Sanhedrin left, before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Sanhedrin already left like 40 years before, right, and was no longer able to function there. So, because they may, and therefore they started Chazal making gzeros of limiting, of starting avelos for the Chorban, because this was the beginning of the Chorban, and that's what the Mishnah says. You couldn't have shir in the Beis Mishtos, you can have certain singing, etc., because when the Sanhedrin leaves, that's not a separate component, that's part and parcel of what the Mikdash is all about. Oh. So based on this, Ramban and with Rabbi Ganak and Rav Soloveitchik, we can understand very well what's pshat in the Medrash. The Medrash compares Ki lechach tov nosati lochem to what? To Vayichalu Truma. What's the connection? The answer is because the Mishkan was the continuation of the Kabbalah Satorah of Ki lechach tov nosati lochem. That's why there's a remez of Truma Torah Mem, because the Mishkan is a continuation of that Maimon Har Sinai. And that's pshat in the Tana de Be'el Yahu, that what? That when Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, that meant that there's going to be a Kabbalah Satorah. So if there's going to be a Kabbalah Satorah, Hashem wants that it shouldn't be a one-time thing, but there should be a continuation. So right afterwards, he says Vasuli Mikdash. And then I thought to say that's pshat in the Chasam Sofer. Because what's Kriyas HaTorah, as we'll see from different Makaris? Kriyas HaTorah is also what? A Maimon Har Sinai. Words, we'll see. The Yerushalmi says that's why you always have to have two people standing by the Kriyas HaTorah. Because just like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, there was Moshe Rabbeinu who was the middleman. So there has to be one person, the Ola and the Balkorei. There has to be a middleman. So there's always two people standing there. Right? So that's what they... So therefore, because look in the Yerushalmi, on page 18, Yerushalmi says, he says, Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Olek Nishna, Somebody was being, you know, this man, they used to have somebody read the Torah, and there was somebody who was Metargim. He would translate the Kriyas HaTorah. But this fellow was, who was translating, was leaning on the shtender. He wasn't standing up straight. So they said, Osir, you're not allowed to do that. You have to stand up straight, because Kashem Shinitna Be'em of Yira, just like at Maimon Hasida, the Torah was given Be'em of Yira, so too, by Kriyas HaTorah, it's also like a Maimon Har Sinai. So it has to be Be'em of Yira. So therefore, the Balkori stands, the Metargimim stands, and some people have the minig, even for the showman to stand. That wasn't never established as a chiyuv, but some have that minig in Rami Rutenberg. And then the Gemara says, Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, all the Knishna Chama Chuna Koim Metargim, making Barnash Tachtoi. He saw that they had. They had only one person standing there reading the Torah. The Chazan was the Metargim. He says, no, the Chazan shouldn't be the Meturgimon. You have to have two people there. The Baal Korei and the Meturgimon. It should be two separate people. Just like there was HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu. One was giving the Torah and one was the middleman. So one is reading the Torah and one is the Metargim to give it over to the people. Because just like the Torah was given Al Yidei Sirsur, the Torah was given with a middleman, so too Kriyas HaTorah has to be. So that's what's pointed out, and this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch on page 19. Im Shliach Tzibur Rotsa Levarach La'atzmo Likros, if the Shliach Tzibur wants to be the Balkore, Tzarech She'amod Acher Etzlo, then someone else should stand there also to be Metargim. Because Kashem Shanit the Torah al Yesirsur, Kachanot Zrichim Lunobo al Yesirsur. So you need two people there, just like there was a Kodesh Baruch and Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's the idea that the various Svarim write, or Avram Gorowitz writes, that Matan Torah was like Maimon Har Sinai. And that's Avram Gorowitz quotes from the Zohar on page 20. Katsolik. Katsolik Sefatola Taman Kadain. Yeah, let's read the. We could read the Hebrew. He has the Aramaic and then the Hebrew translation, the third line. Kashar Ola Sefatora Lasham Astrichim Kolom Lasadir Atzman Lamata Be'emu Vira Lachavin Libam Kamosha Yu Omdim Ata Al Har Sinai Kabel HaTorah. In other words, whenever you have Kriyas HaTorah, you should be what? It should be like Maimon Har Sinai, and you should be ready to listen like Maimon Har Sinai. And it's interesting, just parenthetically, if you want to see, the next paragraph in the Zohar, it says when the Sefer Torah is, when they're taking out the Sefer Torah, the Shara Shamayim open up, and therefore that's the time where you should pray. And then he has the whole Nusach of Brich Shmei over here. That's why you have the Tefillah of Brich Shmei. That's the source in the Zohar in Vayakal. Okay. Oh. And Rav Avram Gorowitz in the Or Avram says, what's the pshat? He wants to say a very interesting chiddush, that Chazal made Kriyas HaTorah also to be like a continuation of Maimon Har Sinai. He says, and he tainas that we have a concept of called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Daraisa Tikkun. Kriyas HaTorah is a din the Rabbanan, but where was it patterned after? So he says, the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel, Hilchas Chagiga, Halacha Vav, that when the king, when the Melech read the Torah at Hakel, that was like a reenactment of Maimon Har Sinai. Hakel is the one Kriyas HaTorah Midoraisa. I mean, maybe Zohar or whatever, but Hakel is the Kriyas HaTorah Midoraisa by the Melech. And the Melech is reenacting Maimon Har Sinai. That's what he writes. That Ilu Ata Nitztavem Koch. In other words, it's a reenactment of Maimon Har Sinai. You have to listen to it. And so he says, and perhaps that's the pshat in the Yerushalmi and the Zohar. It says the Or Avram that Kriyas HaTorah is a Kein Daraisa of what? Of Kriyas HaTorah Daraisa of Hakel, and that the Rambam says Beferish was what? Was a reenactment of Maimon Har Sinai. So therefore, now we understand the Chasam Sofer. Because the Chasam Sofer has all the Ramazim for Kriyas HaTorah in the Parsha of the Mishkan. So it makes a lot of sense. Because the Mishkan was what? Also a reenactment of Maimon Har Sinai. And the Kriyas HaTorah Ledoros is also that continuation as well. So the Meremez of all the Kriyas HaTorahs is in the Psukim of what? Of Zohar V'Chesef U'Nechoshes. But the point being, Rabosai, is that, you know, the... It says, Kol Godol, you know, I remember one year at the, many years ago at the Madison Square Garden at the Siyum HaShas, Rav Goldwicht was here from Eretz Yisrael, the late Rav Goldwicht, that he went to Madison Square Garden, he was there, and then he met with the Kerbiyamna fellows, and then he said over, I was there also, said over the, what Rav Elia Svei Zatzal said from Rav Aaron Kotler. He said that Rav Aaron Kotler asked the Kasha, how come on Shavuos there's no special mitzvah? There's no mitzvah on Shavuos. Like Sukkah, we have a Sukkah. And Matzah on Pesach. There's no mitzvah on Shavuos, really. I mean, we have a Korban, but we don't have a mitzvah. So Rav Elia Svei says, because the Pasuk says, Kol Godol V'lo Yosef Lo Pasak, that you only need a mitzvah when you don't have the real thing. We don't have the Anon HaKavod, so we make sukkahs. We don't have the real Yetzias Mitzrayim, so we make a Seder Ki'ilu. But by Torah, the Torah was given, now we have the real thing. The Liman HaTorah itself is the Kol Godol V'lo Yosef Lo Pasak is still going on. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is continuing to give the Torah. So Rav Goldwicht was very liked that very much. So when he met with the Karabiyavna fellows, he repeated it over, that word that Rav Elia Svei said. So he says that, so what's the idea then? The idea for us is that we have to, as the Shemi Shmuel writes here on page 25 and 26, is that we have to be kona the Torah. The Torah is lekach tov. He says, take a look on page 26. Fi'omor yuvan ma'shator nikra lekach tov. Tikchu tumasi. It's not just a matana. Matana, you give me a matana, I keep it. Lekach means I have to do something to be kone it. So that's why, in other words, it's called a lekach tov. The Torah is being given. The Torah continues. We do things to reenact. Maimon Har Sinai is not a one-time thing. It happened then, and it's always happening through the Mishkan, through Kriyas HaTorah, or through every day that we open the Gemara. But we have to be the Kli Kibul to be coin of the Torah. So he writes the idea of being coin of the Torah is to try to avoid external things that are of Gashmias and things that, you know, the distractions of the world. But if he would be alive today, he would write, you know, whatever distractions there are. So today there are even more distractions than there ever were. But a Torah has to be something that we're konet ourselves. And by spending time, by being interested, by making ourselves, in other words, Hashem is showering us with opportunity. But the yikru, it has to be a mekach. And a mekach means when you buy something, you pay for it. So Rav Lifshitz used to say that the payment for Torah is Mesiris Nefesh. That's the payment. In other words, whenever a person always, you know, in life, there's always going to be excuses not to do things, not to learn, not to come to Shir, not to come to Yeshiva. There'll always be excuses. But, in other words, a person has to push himself a little. He has to say, okay, you know, Sunday, there's always what to do on a Sunday. But, you know, the yeshiva meets on Sunday, I have to be here. I'm away for Shabbos. I always say this mashal. I'll say it again because I always say it. Many years ago, even the guy I said about knows I say it. I once walked into this very room. It was a Sunday morning. I say it all the time. It was a Sunday morning. It was 9 o'clock in the morning. And the guy was sitting right there, where Ari was sitting. And I said to him, where were you for Shabbos? And he said to me, I was in Yerushalayim for Shabbos. And I said, Ribbono Shalom, if you were in Eretz Yisrael for Shabbos, and you could be here Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, so what does that say for everyone else? Meaning, you can be here, you can be this Shabbaton, that Shabbaton, but Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, you could be here, even though you were in Yerushalayim for Shabbos. You could be mispallel by the Koisel Friday night and be here Sunday morning. Merdik. But because you have to have a lekach, you have to have a mekach, you have to pay for the Torah. In other words, Hashem wanted that Maimon Har Sinai be an ongoing thing. We should never forget. There's a mitzvah, Odatim Lavanecha V'Levnei Vanecha, that you should tell over Yom Hashem Marta V'Levnei Hashem Okecha V'Har Sinai. But the Torah is like the Chazal say, the Rav Sey was saying, Kol Godol Lo Yosef, Lo Posak. That Kol Godol never was Posak. Now we just have to what? Grab onto it. We have so many opportunities. Every day in yeshiva is a new opportunity. You can't, if you miss here, you miss here, you know, and you come every day you learn. At the end of the year, you see how much you have. Every opportunity, every toisus, every dogal mervava, every little piece, you want to hang on to it. So that's the tikhu as trumasi. So the Torah uses yichuli truma, which Chazal say is a remez ki lekach tov nasati lachem. The Torah is a lekach tov. And what does it say? Ki lekach tov nasati lachem, torasi al tazovu. Meaning, what's the lekach tov? If torasi al tazovu, if you're always there, then you have the lekach tov. Because that's the, like Rav Lifshitz says, that's the mesiris nefesh, is the payment, is torasi al tazovu. That is the lekach. And that's you coined the Torah. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Matan Torah wasn't just a historical event, that we can think about this historical event. It's something called Godov Lo Yosef Lo Posak. It's something we're always, every day we wake up, it's a new Matan Torah. So it has to be a new Kabbalah Satorah, a new Kenyan Torah. Every time we hear Kriya Satorah, remind us, that gives a chizuk, that another opportunity to learn. Another opportunity to have the Rabbi Neuberger was speaking last night that Rosh Chodesh, the idea of the missed opportunities of his chachas, that the new in life there are always new, a new Tosfos, a new Marshaw, a new Rambam, everything is a pearl, and we want to keep it. And we'll Ben Zeshem speak about it next week, and that's what the Shem Yishmuel says. It's a lekach. It's not just a nesina, and therefore we have to be koinet, and this is a thing l'doros, throughout generations, throughout our lives, there'll always be, it has to be with yidvenu libo, with your heart, loving it, and Bez Hashem, with that way, will be equally truma, will be the kiyum of ki lechach tov nosati lochem torosi al tozo. Thank you.